Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. A stranger and you gave me no welcome. Naked and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Physical exercise is a funny thing. People have a love-hate relationship with it. Some people adore exercise, while other people abhor exercise. And yet we know we need some exercise in order to live healthier and happier lives. I recently came across a list of why celebrities exercise or don't exercise. And I'm sure they will inspire you to jump off the couch and go run a marathon. David Lee Roth said, "I used to exercise and jog, but the ice cubes kept falling out of my glass." Joan Rivers said, "I don't exercise. If God had wanted me to bend over, he would have put diamonds on the floor." Irma Bombeck wrote, "I've exercised with women so thin that buzzards followed them to their cars." Here's an anonymous one. "Exercise is the poor man's plastic surgery." Another anonymous person wrote, "At 20, we worry about what others think of us. At 40, we don't care what others think of us. At 60, we discover they haven't been thinking about us at all." And those are the reasons we love and hate exercise. It may be helpful to look at Lent in the light of exercise. That is a spiritual exercise. When we do additional penance and take time for prayer and give more alms to help the poor, we're not developing our biceps or our quads, but we're strengthening our spiritual muscles that enable us to love God and our neighbor more immediately and effortlessly. You could even call this spiritual exercise routine CrossFit, where we carry our cross instead of carrying huge tires, making us fit to love others. Just like physical exercise helps us to live better, so spiritual exercise helps us to love better. In the gospel today, we see the difference that spiritual exercise makes when we are weighed on the scales of love. The scene is taken from the famous Last Judgment of Matthew 25, when Jesus returns in glory at the end of time, flanked by his legions of angels to judge all humanity. He separates us on his left and on his right. Those who loved well are placed on his right. That is, who fed the hungry, welcomed the stranger, clothed the naked, visited the imprisoned, etc. They loved immediately and effortlessly. They didn't even realize it. It was so easy, because their spiritual muscles were ripped and ready. On the other hand, literally, on Jesus' left hand, are placed those who loved poorly, meaning they failed to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, visit the imprisoned, and so on and so forth. Why were those on the left so lacking in love? Well, they had not done CrossFit. They had not exercised spiritually, so they were lethargic in love, waiting for God to put diamonds on the floor before they got into spiritual shape. And spiritual exercise is also a love-hate relationship. When we work out spiritually, we love better. When we are spiritual couch potatoes, we love poorly. That is, we hate. This Lent, therefore, listen to your personal trainer, the Holy Spirit, and get into the gym for your CrossFit workout. Perhaps you'll consider some of these exercise routines for the next 40 days. Make it to daily Mass once or twice during the week, but still go to Sunday Mass. Pray the Rosary every day during Lent. Volunteer to help Deacon Greg minister to the homeless. Spend an hour at our school helping the students with their homework. Now, please note, you have to be smarter than a fifth grader to do that, so some of you would not qualify. Make some sacrifice that's meaningful. Give up gossip and stop spreading rumors. Put the money you would have spent on your chai latte into the poor box. Spend an hour in adoration instead of an hour watching television. You don't have to do all these things, but you do have to do some of these things. Why? Well, because in order to love immediately and effortlessly, almost without realizing it, you have to have strong and shredded spiritual muscles. That is, you have to be cross-fit. Don't complain like David Lee Roth that exercising causes the ice cubes to fall out of your glass. A lot worse can happen than that. Jesus may leave us on his left side due to our failure to love, because our spiritual muscles were too anemic. Get into spiritual shape with CrossFit and end up on Jesus' right side, which will be the right side of eternity. Praised be Jesus Christ.